all my fears, the things that I thought could happen to me, the things that I thought would take me out, to God say, I'll protect you, I'll keep you. The things that I thought was going to be my downfall, God said, no, that's your lifting up. The things that I thought would wipe me off, God said, no, that's what I'm going to do, wipe you off. The things that I thought would take me out, the things that I thought would set me back, God said, no, they just set you up for praise. I wish I had somebody here that said, I'm going to celebrate. I'm inviting you to this invitation here, and I'm inspired to praise ye the Lord. David said, I looked, he listened, and he loosed me. Then David said that I'm inspired to praise God, and I'm going to inspire you to praise God. Look at verse 5. I like this because at first, I used to read this years ago and didn't understand how that all of a sudden he said, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. And then he switches almost to say that this is not even part of what he's talking about in verse 5. He said, and they looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. I'm like, what in the world? Why is this scripture in there? Because it just don't seem like it fits as you go down the list of what's being said, because it changes the conversation in midstream. Come on and say amen. But I realized what David was saying here. He said that the folks that was with me, after I was inspired to tell them that I looked at God, he listened, and he loosed me from my fears, then they looked at me and they said, look here, we got to lift our eyes unto the hills, for whence cometh my help, for my help come from the Lord. They looked unto him, and guess what? They were burdened down, but now their load was lightened. Do I have anybody here that realizes that if you're invited to praise, God is looking to lighten your load? We got to learn how to be like the camel. Sometime, remember I told you early in the message that that word means that bless the Lord, the word bless means to use the knee.
We know your hearts are burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries in Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Bell Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Canty, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Canty, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
K-A-1-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
You see, it's my baby mama. You already know though. Check it out. Hey,
ain't gonna ask how long I'll be here. I say forever, let's just be clear. I'm gonna love you.
All of my life, it's the best of my life.
I'll be loving you.
All of my life, it's the best of my life. I'll be loving you.
Everybody that's up in here, throw your best up so it's clear. I'm gonna love you.
All of my life.
I
just want to show you that it's certain.
Okay.
When my hands up, I call it worse.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's real. Yeah, I know it's real.
Oh,
and I ain't got a question now, I feel.
Yeah.
Give me purpose. No, I never ever nervous. Everything is say, believer. No, I never ever leave her. I ain't stepping down off this word. I'ma keep this thing clear.
Well, hey. When I ask how long I'll be here, I say forever, let's just be clear. I'm gonna be loving you.
All of my life, that's the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you.
All of my life, that's the rest of my life. I'm gonna be loving you.
Now everybody that's up in here, throw your breath up so it's clear. I'm gonna be loving you.
All of my life, that's the rest of my life.
I'll be loving you.
All of my life, that's the rest of my life. I'm gonna be loving you.
Saying about me, you can hear me tell it in my testimony. He's alright, you say. He's alright. Trust me, and we're going up
Lana. All of my life, for the rest of my life.
I'm Truth is 'cause I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I tried, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to breathe. My heart's torn. My